Some light snow is expected over most of the area, probably this afternoon. Accumulations generally less than half an inch today, say about 15. Tomorrow we could hit the 20s. Scott County reports one new death from COVID-19, bringing its total so far to 197 since the pandemic began. 17 new cases brings that total to 16,768. No new deaths are reported in Rock Island County, so its total remains 302. And there are 27 new cases for a total so far of 12,620. For the next few weeks, Rock Island County is going to focus on giving second doses of COVID vaccine, but not by choice. Health Department Administrator Nita Ludwig says that was the order last week from federal and state officials.
The result of prioritizing second doses mean there will be fewer first dose opportunities for the next few weeks. However, vaccine supplies are increasing, so we believe that this is just a temporary setback.
The county will once again receive 1,600 vaccine doses this week. But pharmacies like Walmart, Hy-Vee, Walgreens, and CVS are beginning to receive their own supplies, which should gradually increase people's chances of getting a vaccination. The number of Scott County residents getting vaccinated is growing, but very, very slowly. Health Department Director Ed Rivers says so far 4,700 have received at least one dose, but that is just 3.5% of those eligible.
We know it's frustrating when you try to get an appointment slot from a pharmacy, but none are available. Or when you call your doctor's office, but are told they'll call you when it's your turn. We are not yet to the point where everyone who wants vaccine can get it. We hope that will be the case in the near future, but it is not now.
Scott County is currently receiving 2,250 doses a week, setting aside 1,900 for people age 65 and older, and giving the rest to first responders and school employees. Governor J.B. Pritzker will present his budget for next year today at noon. The document will reveal how he plans to close Illinois' massive deficit. As Hannah Meisel reports, Pritzker is still grappling with the consequences of his failed bid to implement a graduated income tax in Illinois.
When voters in November rejected Pritzker's signature graduated income tax, the governor said there would have to be, quote, painful cuts to the state budget. Those campaigning for the constitutional amendment had also warned the alternative would be an across-the-board income tax hike. But instead of either of those options, Pritzker has revised his dire outlook and says the state's budget is in better shape than he thought, albeit still $3 billion in the red. The governor wants to keep spending mostly flat next year and do it all with no tax increase, instead finding nearly $1 billion in unspecified corporate tax loopholes. House Majority Leader Greg Harris, a chief Democratic budget negotiator, says he'd rather see that instead of a tax hike in the middle of a pandemic and recession.
For me, if we can close corporate tax loopholes as opposed to going back to average families for more revenue, I'd love to do that.
But pressure from business groups making the case that tax incentives are necessary to grow Illinois' economy post-COVID could complicate Pritzker's budget plans. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Two sites in Rock Island have been added to the National Register of Historic Places, the Downtown Rock Island Historic District and the Arsenal Courts Historic District. Andrew Heckenkamp is the National Register Coordinator for the Illinois State Historic Preservation Office, and he says Downtown Rock Island deserves the honor because it's been the center of culture and society for the city.
A good collection of architectural styles from the 19th and 20th century, and it also has this historical significance where it was the home. It is and still is the home of county and local government there.
And Arsenal Courts, now known as Century Woods, was built in 1940 and 41 on an emergency basis for workers employed at Rock Island Arsenal. Heckenkamp says it's a privilege and honor to be on the National Register, but there are also some financial advantages.
Now that the Downtown Rock Island Historic District is designated, these owners, if they meet certain requirements for the tax credit program, they can get a historic tax credit for their rehab.
And you can't qualify for historic tax credits unless you're on the National Register. After waiting a year, RAGBRAI will end with riders dipping their tires in the Mississippi River in Clinton. Last year, the Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa was canceled because of the pandemic. This summer's route also includes an overnight stay in DeWitt, the first for that town of 5,200. Leslie Webster, director of the Clinton Convention and Visitors Bureau, says many committees are already in place.
we assume that COVID will be somewhat of a factor still. So we want space where people can queue up and there's still space, you know, around them, and they don't have to be right on top of other people. So we're aiming for a nice, smooth flow, and I think that's going to be great.
Ragbri provides an economic boost to cities and towns along the route. Up to 20,000 riders will visit DeWitt and Clinton, and many volunteers will be needed to make it safe and fun.
There are already some things in work about some really cool metal photo opportunity, photo frames. So we have a local person here that's welding those, designing them and welding them and putting them together and things like that.
On Sunday, July 25th, riders will begin dipping their tires in the Missouri River in Lamar's. They'll then pedal to Storm Lake, Fort Dodge, Iowa Falls, Waterloo, Anamosa, DeWitt, and then finally arrive in Clinton on Saturday, July 31st. Illinois beat Northwestern in college basketball last night, 73-66. Iowa State lost to Oklahoma State, 58-76. And the Bulls are at Charlotte tonight. The Blackhawks are at Detroit. I'm Jay Pierce.